Well, good morning, everyone. It's really good to be with you this morning and see some faces instead of just talking to a video camera. So it's really exciting to be here. Now, I apologise if I sound a bit like Darth Vader today. I'm trying the mic out, but in the early service, I think I had it a bit low, and every time I looked down, it would sound like I was breathing into the microphone. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, it's great. It's great to be back live. It's really exciting. So welcome to everybody. If there's anyone over in the hall, I'm not sure if there is, but welcome to you. The people who are joining us via the live stream, our friends in Roma, a special welcome to you. It's really great to have you with us. It's really great to be together. I'm really excited about our teaching series this term. It's going to be really great. We're going to focus on what it means to have union with Christ. And so it's going to be really good to do that together to help us kind of keep figuring out how to navigate life together. For growth groups and growth group leaders, there's study guides available. They're on the little table outside. You can grab those on your way out once you head out to grab some morning tea, grab a cuppa, and you can grab one of those as well too. I'm going to pray, and then we'll get into it. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can be together this morning. Thanks that as people who know Jesus, you've called us to gather together, and we're so thankful that we can do that again. Thanks that we can gather around your word this morning. We pray that you would be at work in us by your Spirit, helping us to understand it. We pray that you'd help us to know how to apply it to our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, a few weeks ago, Dan and I, we got a voucher to try one of those HelloFresh boxes. I'm not sure if anyone has seen those, but you know, you choose from a bunch of meals and they send all the ingredients and stuff out to you with a recipe and you cook it at home. Yeah, it's been really good. It saves you, supposed to, you know, save some money, save be a bit healthier and save a bit of time. That was a good experience. But when Dan was unpacking the box in the kitchen, I noticed this on the end of the box. It says, what we believe. And there's kind of three core statements, hand-picked and fresh, simply delicious, and local and seasonal. Now, these are the things that HelloFresh say they believe in. Because they believe in hand-picked and fresh, it means they use the freshest ingredients they can, and they don't pack them too far in advance. Because they believe in local and seasonal, you know, they make certain choices about what ingredients they'll use throughout the year and what suppliers they will get those ingredients from. You know, what they believe shapes what they do, you know, which is something that's fundamentally true for all businesses. And it's also true for us as people. You know, what we believe shapes our lives, you know, whether it's political, philosophical, or religious. For followers of Jesus, you know, the things that we believe shape our everyday experience of life. You know, they influence our decisions, our actions, and the way we see the world. But it's not always easy to connect these things together, is it? It's not always easy to connect what you believe with your everyday life. You know, sometimes Sunday morning and Wednesday afternoon can seem like they are worlds apart. You know, it can be a real struggle to translate, you know, what you've been reading in your Bible to what you're experiencing every day. I think if we're honest with ourselves, we all feel this disconnect, this gap at some level. This disconnect is what author Rankin Wilborn calls the gap. It's a weird name, I know, but his book, Union with Christ, is kind of what this series was born out of. And this is how he describes his encounter with the gap. He says, what am I missing? This was the question I asked myself as I stood deflated in front of the list on the wall. My name was three spots lower than it had been the month before. Just yesterday, I'd heard the preacher say, the race is over. You are accepted. Your identity is not in what you do or have done, but in what Jesus does and has done. You can rest. But here at work, the race was far from over. And this week, I was falling behind. No matter what the preacher said, my value was here. It was very different. And it was posted on the wall for all to see. Now, Wilborn didn't want to let this tension bother him, but it really did. And so he found himself asking, you know, what's wrong with me? You know, why isn't the gospel doing its deep work in my heart? And he noticed the gap loomed large between what the gospel said was true of me, that I'm accepted, forgiven, and secure, and how I saw myself. There was a chasm between what I said I believed and what I was experiencing. And he wondered if other people were sensing the same disconnect. And he felt alone, like a fraud, he says. This really hits home, doesn't it? It's real. You know, no matter where you are in your walk with Jesus, you know, we often struggle to connect our beliefs with our everyday lives. You know, to let our faith in the gospel of Jesus shape our lives in the way that it should. And this is the very thing that Paul's wrestling with in Romans chapter 7 that we read before. You know, he says, I don't do the good that I want to do. I keep on doing evil. In my heart, I delight in God's law. You know, I know and I love the truth, but actually there's something else at work in me. He says, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body, this sinful nature, this law of sin and death that's making it so hard to do what I really want to do, which is to put his faith into action, to connect what he believed with his everyday life. It's something that we deal with as followers of Jesus every day. So what do we do with this gap? What do we do with this disconnect? And the answer, according to Paul, is Jesus. In his book, Union with Christ, Wilborn, he reminds us of that, and he suggests that, you know, what we need to do as Christians is rediscover our union with Christ. Because it's a truth that I think he rightly points out is often kind of overlooked or neglected. And so that's what we're going to be doing this term as a church. We're going to rediscover our union with Christ. We want to dig into God's word and kind of focus in on this truth that for followers of Jesus, we've actually been united with Jesus. We're one with him. And this has massive implications for lots of areas of our lives. As we pursue Christ together, it'll help us address the gap in our lives. It'll help us navigate life with a renewed clarity and a hope that's grounded in who we are in Jesus. So what is union with Christ, you might be asking? Well, I reckon we're probably more familiar with it than we might think. The phrase union with Christ itself, you know, isn't in the Bible, but we see it spelled out in so many other ways. Union with Christ is a kind of framework that holds together a bunch of biblical truths. Truths about the nature of our relationship with Jesus. It's a bunch of stuff that becomes true of us and for us when we put our faith in Jesus. When we read things like, in Christ, through Christ in you, the hope of glory, hidden with Christ, crucified with Christ, raised with Christ, seated with him in the heavenly places. Christ who lives in me, the Spirit of God in you, included in Christ. Jesus Christ is in you, just to name a small snippet. Now, all of these gospel truths that we keep reading throughout the New Testament can be summed up under this banner in this framework of our union with Christ. It can be a bit hard to kind of get our heads around all these things, but in its simplest form, union with Christ is the truth that for followers of Jesus, we are in Christ and Christ is in us. You'll hear that a bit this term, that we are in Christ and he is in us. That's union with Christ. And so this morning, we're going to have a quick look at what the Bible says about these two things. If you've been to one of the theme parks, obviously not in the last few months, you might have seen one of those kind of larger-than-life movie characters walking around in a suit. You know the ones that are kind of scaring little children, and they're the ones that make a beeline for you as you try not to make eye contact and avoid them. But I think it's a helpful illustration for the idea that we are in Christ. For that person in the suit, let's say his name is Bill. And let's say it's a Batman costume. Batman is Oliver's favourite superhero, so that's why I chose Batman. When Bill is dressed as Batman, he's in Batman. Now, he's hidden in Batman. You know, while he's in the costume, Bill is represented by Batman. For everybody looking at Bill, they don't see Bill, they see Batman. And there's a sort of security or confidence for Bill that comes with being in the Batman suit. Yeah, in that moment, everything that is true for Batman is true for Bill. Bill is Batman. Being in Christ is kind of like Bill in the Batman suit. Now this term in Christ or something kind of similar is found. It's all throughout the New Testament. It's often unpacked in different ways, but all of them are grounded in the reality that for followers of Jesus, for people who have faith in him, we are hidden in him. Christ is our representative before God, and everything that is true of Jesus is also true of us. Romans 6 says that through faith we have been buried with Jesus, that we share in his death, and we also share in his resurrection, in his life. In Galatians 2, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And which is also speaking about the truth of Christ in us by his Spirit. You know, this is union with Christ. Colossians 3 says, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. And Hebrews 10 tells us that through faith we have confidence to approach God because we have a great high priest in Jesus. He's our perfect mediator, the only one who gives us perfect access to God, who perfectly represents us before our Creator. The truth that we are in Christ as followers of Jesus has massive implications for us. We share in everything that Jesus is and everything that Jesus has done. The second part of union with Christ is that Christ is in us, which, you know, I think we'd say we're all on board with, wouldn't we? Yeah, but it certainly maybe feels like it's a bit trickier to get our heads around. You know, the idea that we have the fullness of Jesus dwelling within us can make our brains hurt. But it's exactly what Jesus says is going to be true for his followers in John chapter 14. He says, I'm about to go away. I'm about to leave you, but actually, verse 16, he says, I'll ask the Father and he'll give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it either sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. And it's what he's talking about at the end of Matthew in the Great Commission when he says, remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And of course, having the Spirit dwelling in us as followers of Jesus, you know, it means so many things for us. As we read through the New Testament, you know, we see so many implications of having Jesus in us by his Spirit. As we read before, the Spirit is our advocate, or our helper, our friend, our comforter. And a little bit later in John 14, Jesus says that the Spirit intimately connects us with our Heavenly Father. And that we get to share in the intimacy of God himself in the Trinity. It's incredible. Romans 8 says the Spirit gives us life and freedom, that we're adopted as God's children, made co-heirs with Christ through the Spirit. And Ephesians 1 says that the Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. There's so much that we're going to unpack and dig into this term about what it means for Jesus to be in us and for us to be in him. There's so many things that are true for us because of our union with Christ. Our union with Christ, it has so much to say about our identity, about our purpose in life, what we're here for, about what our destiny as humans is, what God's doing in the world and where we're headed, and what we can hold on to and hope for as we navigate life together as followers of Jesus. As we look into union with Christ, it's really going to help us to figure out how to navigate life together, how to start to deal with the gap in our own lives. And as we spend this time thinking about our union with Christ, I think at the very least, what we don't want to do is come away thinking that actually this has no relevance for me, that there's no gap. I think if we're really honest with ourselves here, there's no way that we could come away and actually say that. I think if you're thinking there's no gap, you're probably in one of two camps. The first one is that the gap isn't real because you tell yourself it isn't. Maybe you just try to ignore this gap, this disconnect between faith and life, because it makes you uncomfortable, because it's hard, or because it means that you'll have to change. And so actually you'd just prefer to kind of focus on the nice stuff, on the grace and the kindness of God, and try not to think too much about what that actually means for your life. The second camp is that the gap isn't real because actually you think that faith and life shouldn't overlap. Maybe you think that God and your faith in Jesus should stay separate from your life outside of Sundays or outside of growth group, that they should stay apart. You're happy living your life in your way and you're happy to give God a few hours a week, but other than that, they should stay apart. But actually, the gap is real for all of us. For the Christian person, what we say we believe, the core truth of our lives, the gospel of Jesus, is something that should and must change the way that we live. It should shape what we do, how we act, the decisions we make. If it's true that we are united with Jesus, that we are one with him, that there's no escaping the implications this has for our lives. The truth of the fact that we are joined with Jesus, that we are united with him, it's not just something to know and to kind of then put on the shelf and go, yep, that's great. Our union with Christ is a reality to be lived. And so we need to be real about the gap, about the disconnect in our lives, and work out how to tackle it together. And that's what we're going to do this term as we rediscover our union with Christ. And so this week, for all of us, we need to figure out how this gap, how this disconnect between faith and life, how that shows up in our lives. And there'll be more than one. And there's bound to be heaps of areas where you kind of struggle to translate the truth of God, the truth of the gospel into your everyday life. Perhaps you struggle with the gap between what God says gives you value and significance and how you try to find it in your work or in relationships or money. Maybe you're like Phil, who wrestles with what life is all about. What's the purpose? What's the point of kind of the daily grind of just slogging away day after day? When you read in the Bible that God says it's finished, that he's done it all, and that you can rest. Perhaps God has a purpose for your life, but actually you're really not sure how to achieve it when every day you feel like a constant failure. God has set you apart for his purposes, but you struggle every day with sin. And you wonder how God could ever use you, how you could ever be good enough for him. Does God just seem distant? He says he's with us, but it just actually seems like he's so disconnected from your everyday reality. You feel like you're just floating along through life alone, just trying to figure it all out. Or maybe, like me, you struggle every day with anxiety. This is just one of the ways that I experience the gap in my life. You know, I know that God says I don't need to worry about anything. I know that I'm safe and I'm secure in Him, that He'll provide everything that I need, that I can rest in Him. I know that. But I struggle every day with anxiety. I worry about having enough money to pay the bills, to feed the kids. I worry about what people think of me. I'm always anxious about the future. I'm always worried about whether people will approve of my life choices, whether people are happy with me. It's a constant daily battle with the gap in my life. This term, we're going to learn more about what it means to be united with Jesus. We want to help each other pursue Christ more and more to grasp the reality of that we are joined with Jesus, that we are one with Him, so that we can start to deal with the gap in our own lives, whatever it might look like. And as we continue to understand more and more about this rich reality of our relationship with Jesus, our prayer is that God's Spirit will be helping us to grow in maturity as followers of Jesus and to grow up into the reality of who we already are in Him. So this week, let's be praying that God would help us to identify the gap in our own lives. Pray that He'd be at work in your heart this term as we work out what it means for us to have union with Christ. Pray that by His Spirit, He'd be changing our hearts and our minds, that we would grow into maturity in Jesus, so we can better translate our faith into everyday life. Let me pray. Father, we thank You that for those who have faith in Jesus, we have been joined to Him. We are united with Him. It's something that we often overlook, that we may not think about, Lord, but because of Jesus, because of our union with Him, we can know You intimately. We can approach You with boldness. We have been given Your Spirit to help us live out our faith and to give us hope to hold on to when life is tough. Help us to be encouraged by that. Lord, this term we pray that You would help us to grasp the reality that is our union with Christ, that it might change us and shape us and help us to connect what we believe with our lives and navigate our life in this world as we follow Jesus together. Amen.